Welcome in to GQ2, everybody. It is me and Gulvin versus, Gulvin, the election is coming.
Yep.
Okay, so you've already voted, but we're not going to discuss what you voted on.
Yeah.
Or not what you voted on, but not who you voted or what you voted for.
Yes. Yeah, because California, we do get the show early. And so,
right.
Show early. We get the vote stuff early.
Well,
and so therefore,
like,
I'm able to.
Nearly everybody does. Right.
Yeah. But I did absentee. I like doing absentee.
Now,
I take my time. I don't have to rush anything. I do enjoy it.
Well, we also have different sites that we do have. Like I got, Vote or Innovation Ohio. Okay. Which I'm using right now to go through, like, all the different, contests that I'll be looking very hard at. And that's mainly because you want to be as informed as what you can before you go out to vote.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm saying this really for everybody worldwide. If you do vote, try to get as much information as what you can, not just on the people that you're voting for, but also the issues that you're voting for as well. Okay. So what issues did you have to vote on, Gulvin?
Yeah, mine actually had a couple gambling propositions. So one of them was using gambling money, allowing online and mobile sports wagering outside of tribal lands, because in California we had a deal, or we voted for tribal casino gaming instead of all out gaming. And then also we had... what was the other one? There's another one where it was, I forget which one it was. Here it is. I didn't scroll up. I scrolled down too fast. In-person roulette, dice games, and sports wagering on tribal land. So basically it's allowing more dice games, sports wagering. Right now it's just cards and slots, I believe, on these lands. And so that's what it's like, hey, going to be increasing stuff. And what's great is that it shows the fiscal impact, because that does take into account a lot of it, right? For a couple of the propositions. So, how much regulation is going to cost? Where the money going to go with for this tax money? If we allow these things, will they increase money in taxes? And so the one for the allow online sports betting is going to increase state revenues. So state's going to get money of about $500 million annually. So that's a definite yes for me. Well, I already said I voted. That's totally what I voted. I mean, that's how I kind of played into it. So,
right.
I guess people are like, you're against gambling or for gambling on Indian casinos, right? Like, so
right.
One of it is, this one allows Indian tribes affiliated with businesses to operate online mobile sports wagering. So the online sports, like I'd be able to go online and go to a casino, one of the Indian casino websites, and do online gambling with them. That's what this allows to be, in the state. And so a lot of it is like Las Vegas. They only want to allow Vegas to do this. So some people don't want to have it in there. And then for another one was Proposition 1, which is the constitutional right to reproductive freedom. It's a constitutional amendment, meaning like it's basically like the right to it's being flagged as right to an abortion, but what it do is it includes individual's freedom, fundamental right to reproductive freedom, which includes the fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and the fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptive. So it's basically saying you like not being forced to have contraceptive. So that's what Proposition 1 is. So those are like the two big three that I have. The rest of it is just standard. Hey, give us more money for the arts program. We'd like to use certain types of taxes for fire prevention, increase certain type of taxes for fire prevention, and then reduce retail sales on flavored tobacco products. Kind of the standard stuff that you see in most. So that's kind of what it is. And what's great about California is they offer a yes, no, pro, con, for, against, and the people who are against it and for it, and you can go and read more information if you're for or against. So it's really cool.
Well, very, very good. Now, would you like to hear what issues are in front of me?
Yes.
Which there are three. The first one.
California always has a ton of propositions. It's a huge state, but it's very easy to get things on the ballot. in California. It's by design. Like, that's how the state is. So just so you know,
right,
it's
right.
Very, like, you're like, wow, that's like 8-10 things. How do you, that's a lot of stuff. Well, there's a lot of people here.
Okay. Now for me, I have the local school because, hey, local schools, you know, schools do need money to operate things. So by reading this, they kind of want to go to an annual income tax, like a 0.5%. So it does give like the reasons why, like constructing school facilities, renovating and expanding existing school facilities, furnishing equipment, improving the sites, and kind of give the price of it $49 million. Because where I live does have a couple of elementaries and a huge high school. So that is something for me to consider. And we have two state issues. Issue one goes over setting the amount of bail, and which would require Ohio courts, when setting the amount of bail, to consider public safety. Now, we'll get to some judges that I got to go over here in a minute, but that would probably increase the amount of money that would be required to set bail for, okay? At least that's the way I'm reading it. And there's another one that would have a proposed constitutional amendment to prohibit local government from allowing non-electors to vote. So basically...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's the one where it's like you have to be, like, it's the whole, so stops, only official electors can vote, right?
Like, I would be an official elector because I've been in the state there for about all my life, okay? So if they are...
I think what it is to stop the secondary ballots being sent to the Congress for election stuff.
Right.
Like what a lot of states did. So these are like saying, no, only official electors are allowed. And this will stop it for both parties, whoever's, you know, in charge of the state, but the will of the people is to vote the other way or
right.
Vice versa. It stops them from doing what they want to do and subverting the vote of the will of the people.
Mm. Yeah,
I believe so. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think that's what you're mentioning. There's a lot of these in there.
Right, right. And a lot of states are going through that whole thing, too, because even though the last election was one of the most secure elections ever... And I'm saying the 2020 election, not everybody agreed with it. I still think that's a joke. But still, it is what it is. And that is something that we as voters have to consider. So, to me, if it looks good, if it makes sense, that is something that I would vote for when it comes to an issue. If it does not make sense to me, then that is something that I would vote against. Okay? These are the things that I'm looking at, and these are the things that people, that all you listeners, should be looking at if you're of voting age.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you have to make your informed choices.
Yes.
Which is what we always recommend, want people to do, is make informed choices. And, you know, it could be that, you know, maybe you're against something, you're for something now, but then in a, you know, a little while you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're, you know, opposite. Or... You know, the main thing about being informed is that you make an informed decision. So if you're not informed, you know, then more than likely you're not going to make an informed decision.
Right.
And so you
right.
always want to make sure you get. And then what's great is that each state will have, you know, have the not pros and minuses, but the reason for and against.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say why they're against it, why they're for it. And it's from the people who are for and against. So it's like, I'm for blue flavored, you know, or like I'm for raspberry. ICs.
Right.
And Joe's like, no, I'm for Coca-Cola ICs. And I say, well, Coca-Cola is like so terrible because let's just have a soda if you're going to have Coke. And then you're like, well, I don't want to have fruit in my Slurpees or whatever. Like, you know, that's that would be a for and against, right, type of a scenario. And then can go. Yeah. And so you can go and that gives you the idea. It's like, you know what? I am for Coca-Cola, actually. I thought I was for Blue Raspberry, but I'm for Coca-Cola. And you're like, actually, you know what? I thought it was Coca-Cola. So it can go both ways. Like, people can swap their opinions based on that. And that's why what's great about having these kind of voter information. Now, some of them, you have to sometimes go find it, which is, of course, difficult.
Right.
But it's also like what you want your state to do. Now, of course, you're one vote. But, you know, in a lot of people, my coworkers included, one of my coworker friends, he's like, he, the last year, last election was the last one he's ever, he's, you know, been here for, he's had almost 20 voting eligible times, and this is the first, that was the first election he voted in. Because he's like, my vote doesn't count. This is a Democratic state. I know it's not going to count. I said, yeah, but what if it does? What if you lose by that one vote? There was actually a board member, I think it was in California, that won by one vote. It was a small town, but they still won by one vote. It can happen.
Exactly.
So every vote counts. You know, every even if vote. You, even if, you know, you can, you know, even if you only vote for certain things and not others because you don't know or don't care about what happened, the outcome, that's fine. But you're, you have a right in this country as an American citizen to vote, and you should always execute that rights, because you won't know, you won't know you, you miss it until you don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you have to exercise that right to vote. That is the, it's a fundamental, it's the fundamental right in this country to me. You know, you could argue and you could discuss other fundamental rights or presumed fundamental rights, but that is the basic, is to vote. Be able to vote with what you want, the direction of the country or how you want things to be ruled on, or if you want to affirm judges or not. I mean, at least in, as far as in California, we had six or eight judges that we had to vote yes or no to confirm them. We confirm them as citizens, not as, not some like appellate, not some court somewhere like the Senate, you know,
not right.
In the United States Senate can confirm Supreme Court justices. No, that comes to the American people. I mean, to, in my state, it does. It comes to the people to do that. So if someone is like, if all of a sudden there's a lot of drama around someone, it'll definitely be in the news. It'll talk about it. You'll be able to, you'll know what's going on. And you can say yes or no on that person based on that. And I think one person was that way. And we actually, we called them because they're very bad. Very bad
and
judge.
And they are.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, definitely take. And then on Tuesday, the biggest one, obviously, Joe, which we're, you know, is Senate and Congress or the United States government, which could sway a lot of issues that are going on right now. You know, like say for instance the you know, the January 6th. No, it's not going to stop immediately, right? Because the new session starts in January. However,
right.
You know, for the remainder, it's called lame duck Congress. Is usually what they call it when it's like, hey, we're not going to be able to get anything done. But it could be a position where a lot of stuff happens in the next month, because if one side wins over control of one or both places, then it's going to happen. Like, for instance, the January 6th committee is going to definitely wrap up if they're no longer in power. If the Democrat leadership is no longer in power, and the same might go for the Senate or whatever they're doing over there. So interesting. We'll see. Vote, mm-hmm. though. The main thing is vote.
The main thing is vote. Even if it's like a one person that only shows up in that ballot box, vote for them.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it could also be that you only want to vote for, you know, maybe you only want to vote for Senate and congressperson. Maybe you only want to vote for those two people. That's fine. Just vote. Or one of them. You only want to vote for the Congress, your congressperson.
I vote for every box.
Yeah, but that's the way I'm built. You're voting. So as long as you open up your ballot and you mark something in and submit it, even if it has one person marked in there, you said, hey, I'm only caring to vote for this. I don't care what happens with the rest, but still, that's a vote. You voted. You know, not voting is to me bad. You should at least vote. You know, vote in there. You can vote no on stuff. You can vote yes on stuff, but
yeah.
You know, not voting is you know, you want to vote. I always say vote. It doesn't take.
Always say vote.
Yeah, it doesn't take long at all. They have early voting now in every single state, so you can go in, like, you know, go in and vote. Just look up your local precincts. Of course, this Tuesday is the voting, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll see. Now, what people or what groups of people did you have to vote for?
I had to vote for the governor, Congress, Senate, one senator. Then I had to vote for, like, Secretary of State, Controller, my local state rep. Who else? Like, a bunch of, and judges, like I said. Like, a bunch of judges.
A bunch of judges. Okay, so I got one U.S. House, one Ohio House representatives, one U.S. Senate, which we'll get to. I got some Ohio Supreme Court judges. Three of them. Ohio Treasurer, Ohio Auditor, Attorney General, Secretary of State. Oh, and the governor and lieutenant governor's race is going on. So, you probably have more news in your governor's race than what I did. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah.
So, how do you think your governor's race is going to be resolved? Who do you think is going to win that governor's race?
It's going to be Newsom.
Do you feel that's going to be like an overwhelming majority, or is that going to be...
It's going to be like 60-70%. It's going to be pretty slam dunk.
Was he one of the ones that had some sort of controversy with him?
What was that?
Didn't he have some sort of controversy with him, if I'm not mistaken?
No. I mean, it was a long time ago. It was the laundry floor. Like, he went to a restaurant during COVID lockdowns.
Oh, okay.
But outside of that, that's pretty much been it for Newsom. He was recalled, but in California.
Yeah, he was recalled.
But the California recall is like, it's very easy to. And this is during like when we're still trying to lock things down. People are like, no, open up. Others like, no, keep it locked down. So it was still like kind of up in the air. And so there's a lot of people that are very upset about stuff like that. But, now it's like everything's open. So people are back to normal. So, yeah, no, he's a win by a lens. He won that one with a, very energetic GOP to try and get rid of him. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's going on over here. And here's what I have to decide upon. I have a Republican governor that was not a Trump mouthpiece. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wasn't.
No, he was not. Now, could he go that way? Nah, he still could. He's getting pretty up there in years. Don't know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Mike DeWine. And he is in a race with Nan Whaley. Nan Whaley comes from Dayton, where she has been the mayor and a city commissioner. Now, she does come with her endorsements and all that stuff. But the one thing that I always decide is, when it comes to a reelection, did that person do a good enough job? Mike DeWine had to go through a pandemic. Okay? So, to me, with the way that he handled it, I think that gives a point to him. What a lot of my friends, a lot of people that I work with, seem to forget is he put up a electric commission to determine, what power sources could we actually use. Should we use windmills or should we use nuclear power plants? These guys are from the nuclear power plant field. So guess what they did? And because they put up a Clean Air Act, which was not a clean air thing, that drove electric prices up. And that came under Mike DeWine's watch. So now that gives him a negative point. Now, could Nan Whaley do a better job? That's something that I have to decide. Okay. Now, if you were to ask me who were to win this race, if you take a look at how red the state of Ohio is, I think it's going to be Mike DeWine. That's not going to determine my vote. No, I'm still going to vote, and I'm still going to vote for the person who I think should win. By the way, this is not like the presidency. We also vote in the Ohio Lieutenant Governor. So yes, you could have a Republican governor. You could have a Democrat as lieutenant governor.
Which means if something happens to them, the other party basically takes over.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So it is between John Husted, and that's the Republican, and Cheryl L. Stevens. Husted is the current lieutenant governor. Cheryl Stevens is the Democrat who wants in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would, in my mind, is even more of a toss-up in lieutenant governor's race than what it is the Ohio governor's race. Do you do that in California?
Lieutenant governor?
Yes.
Yes, we do. But I don't know if it's up. I don't remember if it was up for this one or not. It may have been, and I just didn't look at it. Because it's mainly governor. Lieutenant governors are kind of up in the air a little bit. So maybe it was there and I just didn't notice. But yeah, it is. It also is there.
And you do things about the same way, right?
What was that?
You do things about the same way. Like, you don't... Mike DeWine is not running with John Husted.
Oh yeah, they're always independent for obvious reasons, because you want to have they want to have them independent in case one of them's controversial. They don't want to have them tied to each other, unlike
right.
President, Vice President. You know.
Now, I'm not going to go into Secretary of State, because the biggest piece of news that comes out of political races in my state is for the U.S. Senate, and that is the Democrat Tim Ryan versus J.D. Vance.
It's a little controversial.
Just a little controversial. This is going to be the one of the races to watch, I think. Because right now, from last I heard, this is a coin flip. So that one vote that you were talking about earlier could determine who wins the Ohio Senate seat. Okay? And this is a Senate seat where I think the senator retired. So, yeah. You've been kind of watching this race. What do you think about this race between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance?
I mean, I think it's going to be... I mean, what's funny, though, is that I believe J.D. Vance is, like, not a real Republican. So, it's crazy. Like, I don't really know. I do know, I think Tim Ryan was up, but then... And he did really... It looked like he did really good on the Fox News report. He got a lot of claps, but, of course, there's a lot of people not clapping. But originally it was, what it was is that it's going to really come down to Vance. Like what's looking like is that he's probably going to win because Republican. It's one of those like lean Republican races where they just go, with anything. And apparently he was up in 9 points at one point.
He's been pretty hit hard with, the whole fentanyl, situation. Okay. Because he did raise... This is what Ryan has been accusing him of since the beginning of this race, was that J.D. Vance was raising all this money for a nonprofit to help fight this whole fentanyl opioid crisis, and instead he used that money to finance his political career. So that's what Ryan's been saying. What I tend to do here is I just take a look at the two candidates and I say, okay, who's going to better help the country? Okay. Now, keep in mind, I'm trying to keep it a neutral thing because what is J.D. Vance actually? A mouthpiece for Trump.
Yep.
I'm not joking. Uh-uh. No, that's just the way that he is. So, having, looking at Tim Ryan, looking at J.D. Vance... really goes down to, who's got the right values, who's got the right ideas. I mean, I looked at the voting records of Tim Ryan to see if J.D. Vance was lying there. By appearances, Vance was right. Tim Ryan does vote for Joe Biden quite a bit. Maybe not 100% of the time, but a lot. Okay.
What I think is really scary to me is that going in not into Ohio, but another one, is that Herschel Walker is most likely going to win Georgia. And he has CTE and mental issues. And he's going to have the power of a Senate senator to go after people he doesn't like. I think he's going to actually
that
have
an outlash.
That
one's a close one, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at 538, which is supposed to be a data poll, but they're really run by Republican, hard Republican. So,
And yet they're talking to ABC News, which is pretty close to Democrat.
Yeah, but he's run by Republicans, so it's kind of weird. But like, what it is that he has a 55% chance, so basically more than half, that Republicans are going to win both Senate and going to win the Senate and also House. So he's saying it's good, like they call the red wave of what they're calling it.
Right.
But it all depends on they are all taking out that the youth are voting, and that's what it is because the youth never vote. But then I'm seeing reports that the youth are actually turning out to vote. And so what it is that there's Arizona, there. But then like I'm also hearing that like in Pennsylvania, is that right now it's leaning blue, for that. But then I'm also looking at, let's see right here, looking at some of them. Just going by like data, like this is the data that they're saying. I mean, yeah, it's leaning right now.
Keep in mind...
It is a 50-50. You're right. It is a 50-50, but it's 60% chance that it's going to be a Republican, like Florida with Rubio, who really is kind of crazy. But,
well, a lot of those polls, too, they have like a certain percentage of like they're wrong or there's like a variance.
It's 83% chance that Vance is going to win Ohio. That's what they have.
Yeah, I don't really trust the whole ESPN type thing with that. Because
y'all just say Ohio State's not going to do good this year.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be one of the races. There's still a lot of races that are going to be really determined with the courts, the House of Representatives, and all that stuff too. So,
yeah. I fully expect. What's going to happen is you're going to probably see the reverse. You're going to see. In a state where, like, say, Republicans win, you know, they're going to see where there's going to be, like, challenges from the Democrats, and it's going to be, like, it's just going to be how it is, unfortunately. I mean, or you're not going to see challenges. But it's like, what I see definitely, in my opinion, what I've been seeing so far is that it's going to be a lot of disruption at polls. People are going to be going up to people in line and challenging them that they're a citizen, that challenging them that they can vote, and really kind of intimidate them. And unless the police are there to stop it, it's going to happen, and it's going to be pretty bad. Like, you're probably going to see fights at polling lines.
I'm expecting it. I really am expecting it. Like, maybe not in so much the smaller towns, but
definitely urban cities.
Right. More in the city. I mean, look what's happening in Arizona. The polling boxes. You have these watchers. Guarded
with people, with guns, yeah. Sitting there with guns at the boxes.
With what, AK-47s?
Challenging them, saying that you're not a voter. You know, that's already happened. It's already occurred that people are going up and like, what are you talking about? And like saying you're not a voter. You already voted. I already saw you here. You're double voting. All that, like, you know, intimidation. And unless the government comes in and stops them, I mean, it's just, it's pretty crazy. And unfortunately, it's just, to me, marks the end. I think we're looking at end times. I mean, some people say it's crazy, but it just feels that way, where you're going to see a state secede at some point in the near future, unless they don't because of the funding. But I can see a state voting to secede in the near future, because that's, they're going to be like not wanting to be a part of a place where there's clear political unrest or violence.
Okay.
From one party or the other.
Let's get to what's really at stake here then.
Accountability.
It is
like the to me, it's the January 6th. I call it insurrection, because some people don't, but I do. It's about that. It's about making sure people that were in charge are accountable for. And if the Republicans seize control, they will bury it and they will stop it from occurring.
That's part of my argument. It is democracy versus autocracy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So do you want to be like Turkey? Turkey is autocracy. I mean, they have votes, but they're chill. You want to be like Russia? Mm-hmm. Russia isn't an autocracy.
Yep.
I mean, you want to be like those? I mean, they say they're democracy. The people show up to vote, but like you go vote, and they would just throw it out.
Yep.
That's what they would do. They would just not count.
Yep. That's
say,
exactly.
This is the vote, and you say no. I voted. Like, I'll talk to all my friends. We voted for this guy. Why does that other person win? And it's like, well, because they won. Well, where's the proof? Well, we say they won, or they put out fake numbers.
Yep. You know?
That's how it is.
It is. So. It is those that are against the MAGA Republicans versus the MAGA Republicans. There are some Republicans that are against MAGA Republicans. Okay? So, I'm not saying don't vote MAGA. But if you want autocracy, that's what you're going to get. If you want democracy, don't vote MAGA.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because there's a lot of good Republican senators out there. There's a lot of good Republican Congress people out there.
Exactly.
It's just that I just don't understand this upholding to one person. I mean, it's power and money, and that's kind of what it is. And so we'll see, because companies voted with their wallets, you know.
Yes, they do.
Just like Twitter. Just like Twitter pulling all their money.
Yep. And we're seeing the results of that, aren't we? But still, that's what it's coming down to, this election.
I could easily see it being this, just like it is now. A narrower lead for Democrats in the House, but then retaining both control, but being 50-50 in the Senate, and
they're 50-50 in the Senate now. It's just,
so I think it's going to be the same what we're seeing now. 50-50, and then it's going to be the House barely leading for Democrats. Like, worse than it was, like, because they're up by like 14 votes or something like that. It's gonna be like two votes or three votes. It'd be very minor, because it, you know, that's how it is usually for Republicans in the in the two. That's only based on if youth vote, because the youth are, it's like 80-90% Democrat leading for youth vote across every state. It's the skew is huge. So are they going to vote? You know, and women, how are women going to vote? No one really knows. You know, with Roe v. Wade being happening, are they upset? Are they mad? You know, some are. Some are mad. But some are not mad, you know? So we'll see.
And really, a lot of the timing with all these events were off in accordance to what Democrats wanted to see happen. And what I'm talking about is Roe v. Wade, okay, with abortions. Boy, did that get things fired up.
Yeah, it was going to look like a huge, easy win for Republicans this midterms. Now it's like 50-50 or Democrat-leaning, yeah, potentially.
Yeah, that was going to be like a huge win for Democrats. Now it's just up to, okay, what do you want? Do you want to see secure borders? Okay, I get that. Do you want to see women's rights? I get that too. What do you want? Inflation is going to drive this election.
And it's not going away. People think like one party in charge is going to go away. It's not.
No.
It's actually probably going to get worse. You know, how are you going to stop? Like, what's the plan for one party or the other to stop inflation? There isn't no plan. There's no plan at all.
No, they just want to argue.
Yeah. Whose fault is it?
It's the Democrats' fault.
No, it's the Republicans' fault. Like, you know, that's how it is. Like, the other person's
exactly.
fault.
Well, that's why Trump got voted out of office, because the economy was just crap, and he lost because of it.
He got voted for other reasons.
Well, okay, that's true, but that's what a lot of people were saying when they voted him out. Okay, yes, there were other reasons behind it. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden was the better candidate either. I don't like any politician. I really don't, because they're all freaking crooked. Some are more stalwart in their ways than others. I just go for the less crooked people. I go for the ones that at least appear to be working for the people. Okay? I'm just saying. But anyway, that's kind of what we're looking for. Goldman's already voted. I'm a Democrat. I still vote on Election Day. But keep in mind, I don't always vote Democrat. I vote for those that make sense. Anyway, let's get out of here, dude.
Make sure to vote. On Tuesday.
If you haven't voted already.
Drop your ballot off if you haven't. Make sure to vote.
Yep, and there is always a time to do that, because some of those ballot boxes will be closing very soon. So make sure you get those ballots done in time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at Goldman Versus. I'm at Joe Brums. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote. Thank you.